Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the FreedomLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Frida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight because we will have a very special guest. But first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his word, holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we ask with this ministry continue to be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We ask would you bless our guest on today, Lord, and would you bless her ministry in a major, major way where she is able to minister to people all over this land and country. We thank you for her family. We thank you for her friends and every life that she is going to touch as she ministers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment you've been waiting for. I would like to introduce our guest to you. Our guest is musically inclined. She captivates hearts, and she's full of passion when she sings. She was born and raised in Louisiana. She was able to release her CD, which we're going to listen to a couple of her songs. She's had two major appearances, and one was on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show, and you know that's huge. And she have there are two songs off of her CD, No Ways Tired and Yes, I Can. And these particular songs were nominated for the Best Female Gospel Singer and the Best Song. And she won for the Best Female Gospel Singer, which is a great, great, great way to show God appreciation. So she really excelled with that. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Miss Joyce Sorrell. Miss Joyce, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Joyce. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions concerning your ministry?
Please do. Please do.
All right. Miss Joyce, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. First of all, I'm a child of the Most High God. So that's that beams inside of me. I'm a mother, a grandmother. I have six beautiful grandkids. I have four sons. I'm from Louisiana in a little town called Lauraville. It's a very small town. I'm one of 10 children. I've lost both parents, but I'm not going to dwell on what I lost. I thank God for what I still have. Just going around Dr. Frida and everywhere they need me, I'm there. Whether it's a paid show or not a paid show, I'm there to be used as a vessel. And that's what I do, and that's what I love to do. So that sums me up. I'm a social worker as well. So as well, this job is very challenging. But I feel my ministry of music, I'm able to relate to some of the stories that I have to go through. When you listen to things, you could come home, and I minister to myself with my own music. So that's me all summed up.
All right. That's great. That's a great summary. Now, can you tell us what inspired you to begin singing?
I always liked to sing, But this is what happened 53 years, because I'm 56. 53 years mm-hmm. ago, we lost our father in a car accident. So my mom was there to raise 10 children, the oldest being 14, the babies being 6 months old, twins. And my mom has a big family, but she never separated us. But I would notice when the radio would come on, there's a station that's still on right now, really, KJCB. And when the gospel would come on, I mean, it would just make her smile. So what I just started doing was sitting around the radio and trying to learn these songs or sing over these songs, because I knew it would bring her some kind of peace, at least for that hour. And I start singing the songs, and my mom told me from an early age, maybe I was 5 or 6, she said, "Girl, you could sing. My little girl can sing." And that was it. She spoke that inside of me, and I have been doing it ever since. And that's where my inspiration came, and I saw the smile on her face. So I'm assuming all what she's gone through, if it helped her, I know it would help a lot of other people. So that's where my inspiration came from. It's not a good one, but at the end, all the glory to God.
That's right, and that's what matters, all the glory
yes.
to God. Good. Okay. All right. Now, what type of music do you enjoy ministering?
Now, I'm from the old school, okay, pass me not, what a friend we have in Jesus. But then I know that with the signs of the times, I can go where I need to go to reach who I need to reach. But my favorite is storytelling. And all of them
yes.
are storytelling, but the ones back there was just a hard story about how they had to do with little or nothing compared to the
right.
singing now have everything. So I'm from the old school, but like I said, I'll do what I need to do to get to who I need to get to.
That's excellent. Excellent. Okay. Now, please tell the audience a little bit about the release of your CD.
Well, I was at a function, and I went to listen to this gentleman sing, and I spoke to his manager. And I had never gone to a studio or anything, Dr. M. I went up to him, and I said, "Do you do gospel?" Because this guy did R&B. He said, "No, I don't do that, but if you want to come by, and we just can talk." So I went by, and I went in the studio. I mean, I just sang Pass Me Now. That's my song. And
right
then and there, he gave me 9 tracks. And within a month, I had written, because I'm a songwriter as well, written 9 songs. And this man published my first CD in 2008,
wow.
which I'm still singing and bringing praises on, but I released another one last year. So he is still doing this for me, and I mean, and I'm writing all the music because my writing is a story, either my story or someone else's story, but it's a story that needs to get out, and that's what I do.
That's great. Wow, that is excellent. That is excellent. Now, Sister Sora, we're going to listen to No Way Tired, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, this is No Way Tired by Sister Sorrel. Amen, amen, amen. No Ways Tied by Miss Joy Sorrell. That was a wonderful song, and you have a very anointed and beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you please tell the audience a little bit about your appearance on the Bobby Jones Gospel Show and your Indie Channel Awards?
Well, Dr. Bobby Jones, at some point in the year, he does a program for up-and-coming artists, and he calls it Dr. Bobby Jones Present, and that was in Nashville. So husband and I flew to Nashville. I was able to grace the stage, and the thing that really people have to understand, Dr. Bobby Jones is just an everyday person. because as we were standing around waiting for the people to come to open the building, because everybody got there early because everybody was nervous, and then I'm saying to myself, I'm going to see Dr. Bobby Jones, and he's going to roll up, and they're going to let him out of the car, and I'm going to tell you something. He drove his little car, and he parked on side of the building, got out of the car, told us all good morning like we haven't seen each other for days. I mean, he's just so down to earth, and he makes everybody so comfortable. So the people that took the stage, we really just did what we came to do, and that's to praise the Lord. And we had a chance to tell people how to contact us and talk about our own religion, because I'm Catholic. And he just mixed all, I mean, it was great. It was a chance of a lifetime. Now, the Indian Music Channel is located in Los Angeles. And, again, I just get on a computer, try to spread the word through my music, so I'm hitting everybody, okay? So I went and I put my information with the Indie Channel Awards, but I put my song as a video because it is a video on YouTube that I did, and of course I did it home. It wasn't perfect, but it worked. So what the gentleman did, he called me, the CEO of the Indian Channel, and he said, Miss Sorrell, we're not doing videos because we didn't have enough category, but we're going to move your song if you don't mind. I said, of course I don't mind. So my husband and I flew there because he has family, so we made it like a little vacation. We stayed the whole week, and it was like a contest, and they were naming the people who won. So I was just laid back. I'm looking at all these people, and then they say the best female gospel singer goes to Joyce Sorrell. Well, I jump up, and a beautiful award. Last year, I submitted a song that I wrote called Family, and I just went for it, and I won. Last year, again, I won for the best gospel, contemporary gospel song. So, I mean, and I didn't even go. I just sent it through email, and they sent my my trophy to me. So I had a chance to meet all kind of people. I even met some people from Canada that had submitted music. So when you travel like that, that's what I like to. I like to find out people's ministry. And it's not to line up, but just to know, validate that sometime that you are doing what you're supposed to do. So those awards are great, but the most important thing is to see other people's ministry, and I really enjoy that.
That's right. And I want to say something about Dr. Bobby Jones. I had the opportunity to actually meet him at the Stellars, and you're right. He's very down-to-earth.
Yes.
His programs are just so anointed. He tries to reach out and help individuals.
Yes.
And, I mean, he was just, you know, some people are like, I'm, you know, big in the gospel field, but he is humble, you know, and he just talks to you like a regular person, and people can appreciate that.
He's the biggest one, because I've been knowing about Dr. Bobby Jones since I was young. So for him to be so high, but he is just, it's like me and him ate breakfast together, and that's the feeling he gave me.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Now, you participated in the All-State Gospel Contest. Tell us a little bit about that, and what did you learn from that experience?
Well, that experience was, I didn't know, but I kind of knew that they were looking for quartets. But they said quartets, soloists, and whatever, so I went. It was a good experience, but it was like about three solo artists like myself, and there were two girl groups, and the rest were quartets. And, I mean, I did what I went to do, and I got validated by God because of some of the people coming up to me and telling me the music and the sound of my voice was healing. One lady told me she was having real bad stomach ache. When she got there, she was nervous, and we just prayed. And after I sang, she came and she said, that's why I'm here then, was to hear you. But all these contests are really great because, like I said, I like to find out different ministries. So I did not win, but I went. But I also did, I didn't mention, I did Sunday's Best. I went to the second round, but I didn't make it to get on stage to see Donnie McClurkin and Kim Burrell. But I did go, and I'm telling you, it was an experience of a lifetime, because they had about, I'm going to tell you, about 1,000 people. And when we drove up, my husband said, "You sure you want to stay?" So I said, "Yeah, I'm going to stay." And I just sat down, and my sisters, because like I said, we're a big family, they just got in line for me. And look what happened to me when it was almost time for me to get into the building. Of course, mm-hmm. radio announcers were all over. And, of course,
right.
one had to stop by me. And you're already nervous because you have people right in front of you. You have people right behind you. And I know they were waiting. So they just asked me to sing a verse of what I was going to sing. And I did. I was nervous, but I did. So that was the experiment, because the lady in front of me said, "Oh, baby, you have a beautiful voice." Now, keep in mind, she's competing as well. But she was anointed enough to tell me that I was good. So it was a good experience. Anytime you can afford to go to these different things, just go, because you never know when one person is going to hear one thing is going to put you to another level in your life as far as money, but more so as prayers. So that's why I do a lot of things, because I already know God has me where he wants me and where he's going to take me. So it's not I don't want to be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, God's going to grant that.
That's right, that's right. Okay, that's great. All right, now you have opened up for gospel greats such as the Ken Spirituals, Miss Deborah Snipes, and many more. Tell us about that experience.
Look, down the earth, but I also opened up for Lee Williams and the QCs. And when they come to our town, or maybe New Orleans, maybe Houston, I get on the internet and I want to see if there's a spot for me. And for the gentleman who made, and I just can't think of his name, Let Go and Let God. Well,
mm-hmm.
I opened up with this particular song, and he was there.
Okay.
And I did it
wow.
my way, and he's such a small guy, and I'm 6 feet, okay? But he came up to me, he received me, and he said, "You did my song justice." So everybody I open up, they would always come back to us, because I'm not the only person, and tell us how we made them feel. And they were proud that we were the ones opening up, because we set the stages. And for these people to come and tell Joyce Sorrell, who's from a small town with one red light in your town, that you get the gospel greats to come and say, "You set the stage, now I'm coming." That's validation, and that's great. That's good enough for me.
That's right. I know it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's good. Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, I'll be happy when they come, because then I take a picture, and I bring it back home.
Exactly.
So.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe one day you get on the album, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. They can say, "Come get a song on my album." I'll be right there in the jet.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, you have participated in the Essence Awards. You've been on the cover of magazines. Please tell us about your most memorable experience with any of those experiences.
For the magazine that I was, the name of it is Faith and Soul Magazine, and the lady came and she interviewed me. But when she interviewed me, it was 3 days after I performed. And this is what my memorable, and a lot of people have great, joyful. But this one set me where I needed to be. I did a concert, and the lady interviewed me 3 days after. A lady came, because I never go in the back. I like to go and freshen up. When I get off stage, I'm going to the people, because without the people, who am I? I need to know who I'm ministering. So a lady came up to me in a wheelchair. A lady pushed her. And she said, and it was at a church, and she said, "Miss Sorrell, thank you so much, because I thought I was by myself in the world." And the first thing in my head was, because she's in a wheelchair, maybe she can't do what she used to do. I don't know her life. Then she said, "You see my son out there." So another thing, when she pointed, I don't know if she wanted me to go meet her son or her son wanted to come meet me. And I said, "Ma'am, well, where is he? Can I go and get him for you?" She said, "No, Miss Sorrell, He's in the graveyard. And I said, oh, ma'am, I am so sorry. She said, and that's great. She said, but when you sang No Way Tied, I made up in my mind that it's no way God bought me this for to leave me right now. I'm handicapped. I lost my only son that was really taking care of me. And then I got bitter because I said, if he's not going to do it, who's going to take the time to help me? And she said, when you said, sometimes in your life you're going to be lonely. And I said, I don't blame nobody for the death of my son. I don't even blame God no more. Because now I know I'm here for a reason, and somebody's going to help me. Miss Sorrell, you made me feel like it's going to be okay with my disability and in my heart. And I tell you, I didn't cry then because she had got emotional. But for that lady to tell me that, all what she's gone through, handicap, I don't know what's going on in the wheelchair, and for her only child to be in the graveyard, and she's going to tell me, you made me realize that I'm not by myself and I don't have to blame nobody. And I told her this. I said, God's not going to bring you to it, not to bring you through it.
Right.
He's still in the healing business, whether it be sickness or souls. He's still God, and he's God all by himself. And I hugged that lady. And when I got in my car, yes, I boo-hooed, not because I felt so sorry, but I said, thank you, Jesus, for me to be able to minister through something that I love doing, and that's praising your name through my song, Joyce Polk Sorrell. And that was my memorable moment in my life. Praise God.
Wow, that's a good one. Praise God. And we're going to listen to one more song entitled Yes, I Can. Is that okay?
Yeah. Can I just say something right quick?
Sure.
No, I'll do it after.
No, go ahead, dear.
Okay.
If it was on your heart.
When I went to Los Angeles, you know, as a live singer, and you know, being on radio, you have to be on your P's and Q's all the time. So I don't know who I was coming up against over there at the Indy Award. And I said, Lord, I'm so nervous. And if I don't win in this category, I came to California. But what happened was, when I was in the car going to the place that I went the first time, we took one street. But going back to the show, we took another street. And when I was feeling nervous, guess what the sign said? I passed on the road, and guess what the sign said? The name of that street was Florence, and that's my mother's name.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. So I know, girl, you go do what you need to do, because my mama spoke that spirit in me, and when I saw that sign say Florence, I said, girl, I got this.
That's
just
right.
Wanted to share that.
Thank you for sharing that. That is excellent. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we're up to your song, Yes, I Can.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right. Burdens to me, and He
Yes, I can. I like that encouraging word. That was a beautiful song as well, Miss Joyce. Yes, yes. Okay. Now, you know, you have a beautiful voice and you're anointed, and so many people see these qualities that God has given you. Now, if you can, please tell us the different qualities that individuals were able to sense that you possess in order to be nominated and receive the Martin Luther King Award.
First of all, they see me as a, you know, kind. But people know that I'm real. And when I speak, I try to be as cordial as I can.
Right.
And I always want to know whatever I'm talking about. I need to know what I'm talking about. In my church, I'm the church director, and that's who nominated me for the Martin Luther King Award. I don't play a lick of piano or organs.
Mm-hmm.
All my music is on a disc. All my music on a CD. So you really have to know what you're doing to teach a choir off a CD, okay? The people see that in me, the way I live my life. They see it. I'm an open book. I'm a wife. I'm a family service worker. I'm a granny. They see my life because you can't see me one talking one thing and doing something else. So people know who I am. They know where I came from. And even if I did come from something bad that I didn't, it's okay to change. But they're seeing me.
Right.
They know my family. And people around here knows that, but when I go out to sing, I got to be able to preach and minister and let people know who I am inside and out. And if they could see that just by me talking and expressing the love of God that I have in my heart that I want to share and let you know that his arms are open at all times. So all these awards that I get, when I do conferences, they see me for who I am. And like I said, I walk the walk and I talk the talk, and I'm an open book, and I love to help because, like I said earlier, I'm a social worker. Just that in itself, you need to find some peace. And your parents have to be able to relate to you and be comfortable to come and tell you, Miss Sorrell, my baby can't come to school because he don't have any shoes. People are just not going to open up to just anybody, thinking it's going to be criticized, thinking they're going to turn you over to OSF. So for people to come up to me and tell me things like that, they know that I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that baby comes to school by all means. So this goes, it's just a round circle of who I am. And anybody who knows me is going to tell you the same thing. Joyce is going to do, she's going to bend over backwards. Whatever you need her to do that she can do, you can call it done. Because I'm a child of the Most High God, and he's going to open doors that I can get what I need to get for who I need to get it to. And everybody knows, and they also know, that I'm stern and I know what I'm talking about. So don't come too hard with me, because you have my attention, but you have to come right, because like I said, right, I'm a child of the High King. So everybody know I'm just some people say I'm just a dish rag, really, because you could pass anything over on me. But that's who I am, and I love who I am.
That's right. That's great. That's great. And we're going to listen to another song of yours, Can Anybody, and then we're going to conclude the interview with you after this song, okay?
Okay. All righty.
All right. This song is Can Anybody by Miss Joyce Sorrell.
Thousands with a vision of a prayer.
right, that was Can Anybody. Give us a little brief synopsis about that song. What really inspired you to sing that song?
It inspired me because some of the people in the church, some of the churches that I visit, I mean, people
mm-hmm.
have idols, but I
right.
know somebody. Can anybody do what God can do if you give him a chance? And that's what inspired me because I have some people in part of a church that I'm not saying they leave God out of it, but it's just
mm-hmm.
that they need to know that ain't nobody but Jesus is going to see you through. That's what they need to know.
That's right.
And that's what inspired me because it's a part of my family that's doing it, and that's what I came up with this song, and I say, well, they're going to listen because they like the words. And believe it or not, different servings of the same food, I don't have a problem with that because that's what I was brought up to. But I just need you to know that Most High God controls all this. So that's what inspired me on that song, because ain't nobody can do what my God can do.
That's right, that's right.
Amen.
Okay, good. All right. Is there anything else you would like to share that has not been shared on the I Feel the Love show?
I want you to know that as much as artists sit and write songs, that one day a particular song is going to bring them through something that they really didn't think they would be able to go through. I lost my brother to brain cancer in December of
mm-hmm.
last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, if I hadn't had this song, No Way Todd, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what I would do, because I start thinking, if you can heal others with this song, you need to heal yourself.
Right.
Because if you're going to believe it for them, why you're not going to believe it for yourself? And
that's right.
It's getting better. It's getting better to deal with.
That's good. That's
it's
good.
Okay.
All right. All right. Now, how can individuals contact you if they wanted to have radio interviews?
I'm just
going to
put my number down. But the music, you can go to CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, Joyce Sorrell, J-O-Y-C-E, S-O-R-R-E-L-L, or you can call me at 337-884-0067. Anytime, if you just want to call me for prayers, I'm fine with that too. So that's how you can reach me. But if you want to buy some of my music, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, just Google me, because I do have a couple of videos on YouTube that you can go and just see me as well as hear me.
Good. Okay, great, great. All right. Well, Ms. Soros, I really appreciate you taking the time to interview with me, and I ask that God continue to bless you and your ministry and your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and you take care.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Joyce Sorrells, and as you know, she is a gospel artist, and she has many songs out at this particular time, so please be sure to check out her songs that she has out. Please be sure to do that. One thing that we do want to reiterate is continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can click on freetoloveshow.com, and you can also click on Number One Love Radio, Number One Love Radio. And it will be there that when you click on Number One Love Radio, you will be right in the
mm-hmm.
studio. So please be sure to check that out. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to encourage anyone around you who sings poetry, mom dance, an author, journalist, publicist, writers, actors, actress, to Facebook, Afreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love for you to be on the AfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Also pray for what they need specifically. Then pray for those you do not know, right, because we have many different things going on. And pray for yourself as well. It's very important because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to let your family and friends know about the different websites. I'm going to give you the different websites because tomorrow we're going to go into depth because we have many new people online. But on tomorrow, God's will, all right, be sure that you check out AfridaLoveShow.com. The name is all together, AfridaLoveShow.com. AfridaLoveShow.com, okay? The name is all together. Then be sure to check out StellarGospelMusic.com. That's SpoolMusic.com. Then be sure to check out ILoveBargains.com. ILoveBargainsWithAZ.com. And also, let's see, check out AfridaHerPages.com. Be sure to check out all of those different sites. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have a gospel artist. I'm going to put all of that information up. So be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, and check that out. We're going to have a gospel artist. So you have to come back on tomorrow. All right? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them to be sure. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, you take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.